Transgender is when, for example, your kid is born and you think it's a boy, but it feels like a girl.
That's from a podcast about a single mom raising her trans daughter here in the Seattle area. It's called How to Be a Girl. KUOW's teamed up with that mom, Marlo Mack, to bring you that podcast. Now, Marlo Mack is a pseudonym so that she can help protect her daughter's privacy. Hi, Marlo.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Some of what we hear in this podcast is just kid stuff, like this.
My tickle monster.
Tickle monster.
The tickle monster. Which came first, Marlo, the recordings that you made or the podcast?
I had actually started recording my child pretty much from the beginning, but I wasn't a radio producer. I was just a parent, so I was doing it for fun and for posterity. And then around 3 years old, my child, at the time my son, I thought, started saying some very surprising things.
What was one of those things that you remember?
I'm a girl.
For example?
Not real subtle, coming from your son, or the person you think is your son.
Yeah, and then your child said something pretty startling about how she formed.
Yeah, we're in the living room and she's looking up at me saying, he at the time says, Mama, something went wrong when I was in your tummy that made me come out as a boy instead of a girl. And please put me back so I can come out the right way as a girl.
What went through your mind?
Oh my God, how am I going to make this okay? I have to fix it. I'm the mom. I'm in charge. I have to make this okay. And what I said to her was, it's okay. You can be a girl. You can be a girl. You can be a girl. And I'm saying this to my child thinking, how can I follow through on that promise? Because I'd never met a transgender person. I barely understood what it was. But that somehow I had to, you know, create some magic so that she could be a girl.
How did you go about making that magic?
Well, I was pretty slow with my magic. I'm not sure how magical it was. I really pushed back on that. You know, I dragged my heels on delivering on that promise, asking all the same questions that I think anyone listening to me would ask. You know, how could a 3-year-old know this about themselves? You know, it's clearly, it must be a phase, right? What did you do wrong? What kind of crazy mom are you that you created a child who would come up with this? Every possible, you know, what did I eat that I shouldn't have when I was pregnant? You know, every possible self-doubt and doubting my child that you could come up with. And I pushed back for almost a year saying, you know, you say you're a girl, but, you know, what I tried to do was expand the definition of boy. So I said, well, you can be any kind of boy you want to be. You know, you can be the pinkest boy on the planet. You can have every princess doll. I drew the line at, you know, buying dresses. You know, I kind of pushed back there, but I tried to be, you know, the best progressive Seattle liberal parent you could possibly be and say, you know, we're just going to do gender differently in our house.
In the first episode of How to Be a Girl, which you produced before KUOW teamed up with you, we can hear you trying to figure it all out.
Why do you like princesses so much?
I just kind of do.
Do you think it's okay for boys to like princesses?
But I'm a girl.
You keep trying. She keeps trying, too, to tell you.
Yeah, I know. I sound pretty pretty thick there.
Pretty human? Pretty not knowing what to do in every moment?
Right. Yeah.
How did you get to where you are now?
I think what happened for me was that I saw my child slipping away from me. The more that I didn't acknowledge her, the more that I just pretended this wasn't going on, the more she was kind of, he at the time, started to ignore me, slip away. When my child would hear me use a male pronoun, you know, in the third person talking to someone else, or if my child would hear her boy name, there would just be this shrinking, this kind of disappearing. And, you know, she was giving up on her mother. And that's when I said, I have to step up. I have to be there for this kid. And so the advice I got was, I got some amazing advice from a therapist, actually, who specializes in working with transgender kids. And I said, you know, the thing I'm most terrified of is, what if I say, or, and this is what I think almost every parent I know with a transgender child goes through, is, what if I say that thing? What if I let them go there and then I'm pushing them there? Or what if I say this thing and then they're stuck in the wrong gender forever? You know, well, can you imagine if someone said that about their gay child? You know, what if I tell them it's okay to be gay and then I make them gay? No one would ever say that. And so the advice I got from this therapist was, you know, there's nothing that you can do or say that will make your child transgender or not transgender. And it was like the clouds parting. It was a get out of jail free card. It was, I don't control this. And thank God this child is, I mean, I think it's something every parent has to come to at some point, is your child is who they are, and how we don't get to dictate how they're going to turn out on so many things. And this was a big one, but I got to let it go. And so another moment I'll never forget, I went home and I sat her down on the couch in the same living room where we'd had our first moment, and I said, do you still feel like a girl? And she said, no, I still am a girl. And I said, okay, so now you're going to be a girl, and we're going to do that now. And I hear you. And from that moment on, she's been my daughter.
That's Marlo Mack, the single parent of a transgender daughter. KUOW's teamed up with Marlo to collaborate on her podcast, How to Be a Girl. The first episode of the season is available today wherever you get your podcasts. You can hear an excerpt of that podcast tomorrow on The Record. And there's so much more to talk about here, including how scary it is for Marlo to be coming out with this podcast, even anonymously, and how she balances her fears for her daughter's safety with her hopes for a world that's more understanding. You can read about Marlo's struggles with all of that, too. We're tweeting out a link to her blog now. So follow us at KUOW.